Subcommittee on Employee Relations Legislative Coordinating Commission to order. We have a couple of new members. Are you Polish?
American.
American.
With Polish descendancy.
Tell us maybe who you are, and you too. What's your name? And where are you from?
I'll start off, Representative Steve Draskowski. I'm from 28B, which is in the Banana Belt of Minnesota. Goodhue, Wabasha, and Winona counties.
Okay, good. Welcome.
Thank you. Look forward to working with you.
Yeah, that's kind of a interesting committee. Carla, what's your name? Carla Bigham?
Yep, I'm Carla Bigham. I'm from 57A, which is your neighbor, Mr. Chair, and which is South St. Paul. I represent most of South St. Paul, Mr. Chair.
I know that.
And Cottage Grove, St. Paul Park, Newport, in Great Cloud Island Township. I like to remind them of that. Everybody thinks of Senator Metzen in South St. Paul, but actually it's even now.
80%.
Now it's 80%. It used to be 75% for me down there.
Yeah.
Then you took it over, you got 80%. Well, there you go.
Mr. President, Leon Lilly, North St. Paul, 55A in Maplewood. And I represent the part of South St. Paul that is the hockey arena. Since the star goalie here is retired,
the Wacoota Arena.
We play down there at the Wacoota on Fridays. So.
Yeah, that Wacoota, of course, is...
Yeah, what did you call it, Mr. Leon Lilly? What was the arena called?
I like to say the name wrong, and it kind of wakes him up a little.
Thank you.
And they used to say that on CCO Radio, Wacoota Bridge, because there's a Wacoota Avenue, I think, in St. Paul. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Wacoota is Washington County and Dakota County. That's what the name got, and not everybody knows it. I'm Senator Metzen from 39, just south of the capital, South St. Paul, West St. Paul, Mendota Heights, Egan, and Inver Grove. Yeah, Mendota.
I'm Don Betzold, State Senate. I'm in the northern Minneapolis suburban area. I've got... a part of Fridley where I live, the city of Spring Lake Park, Moundsview, and Blaine.
Under Olson.
I'm Jen Olson, state senator from District 33, Western Hennepin County, representing 20 cities that I won't try to name all of them.
Wow.
It's the Lake Minnetonka area. There's 13 cities around the lake.
And Mr. Chair, Senator Dan Sparks from southern Minnesota, the Austin, the Albert Lea area, represent Freeborn County, Maurer County, and four townships in Fillmore County, and look forward to working with other members of the commission.
Two townships in Iowa?
No, not in Iowa.
Oh. Deborah.
Deborah Hillstrom. I represent all of the city of Brooklyn Center and parts of Brooklyn Park.
Okay. The agenda to have election of officers.
Mr. Chair, I would move the nomination of Representative Leon Lilly for chair of the Subcommittee on Employee Relations.
Okay. Discussion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. Where's your little deal? Don't you have a deal to hit? We don't like to ruin our tables here, see? No, just kidding.
Do you keep going all the way to...
No, I think you're the new boss.
I'm the new boss. Okay, well, do we...
We need... Excuse me, do we need a vice chairman or something, too?
We need a vice chairman and a secretary, Mr. Chair.
Do we have a nomination for
vice
chair?
We never talked about that. I did lobby.
Mr. Chair, no, I will nominate Senator Metzen to be vice chair and Senator Olson to be the secretary.
Okay.
As long as I don't have to take any notes.
I guess it's you.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
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 Those opposed? New titles. You can put that on your letterhead now, so that's good.
Yeah.
Secretary.
Hardly.
Somebody, when I was coming in, they said I can take down my yard signs now, so that's nice for my pursuit of this office. Has anybody had an opportunity to look at the rules? I kind of looked at them this morning, to be honest. They're the same rules, essentially, that we had last time.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Representative Hillstrom's moved the minutes or the rules. Any questions? Changes? Seeing none? All in favor?
Oh. Mr. Chair, I think I should point out two items in the rules just for the new members.
Okay.
I would point out rule item 3.2 in the middle of the first page that indicates that a majority of the members constitutes a quorum. So this committee does not operate like a conference committee. So this committee could operate with five reps and one senator, or five senators and one representative.
Why don't, thank you, why don't you introduce yourself for the tape and the record? And so.
Mr. Chair and members, I'm Greg Hubinger with the Legislative Coordinating Commission and the Subcommittee on Employee Relations. Mr. Chair, the other item I'd point out begins on the third page, item 6.0, that describes voting requirements. Again, a majority of the members present can approve a motion. And again, it does not require a majority from the House or the Senate, just a majority of those present. And then the third item would be on the fourth page, item 6.1, which is the rule that follows the statute that governs the approval of labor contracts. I'd remind members that a contract becomes effective unless this subcommittee rejects it during an interim. So unless a majority of the members of this subcommittee reject a contract, it will become effective. And the committee has to act within 30 days of receipt of the contract. So the prevalence of the law is that a contract will go into effect unless this subcommittee prevents it.
Any questions to the rules?
Well, Mr. Chair, I do have one question. And in fact, it just deals with a matter we just saw right a few minutes ago. If you look at page 1, rule 2.0, it talks about election of the officers, and the officers serve through December 31st of the even-numbered years. However, I mean, that's before the session starts in the odd-numbered year. I don't know if, for instance, a chair, you know, has any responsibilities or would need to do anything on behalf of the commission until the commission meets again to elect a chair. Now, you know, you may have very well have a situation where, you know, you have a chair who doesn't run for re-election or is defeated or whatever and doesn't serve past December 31st. But I don't know, and I'd have to ask Mr. Hubinger, is there any reason why we may need some officers to serve at the start of the odd-numbered year until the commission formally elects its new officers?
Mr. Hubinger.
Mr. Chair and Senator Betzel, there's a law governing the Legislative Coordinating Commission that provides that any subcommittee or task force created by the LCC expires on December 31st of the even-numbered year.
Okay.
So the subcommittee doesn't exist either.
I see. So if Mr. Chair and Mr. Hubinger, if something were to come on up, I mean, either we could have the committee appointed and start taking action, or presumably the LCC could make decisions on behalf of the subcommittee then. So, okay.
That's correct.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Just for reference, for the newer members, Mr. Hubinger's in the basement of the state office building. So if you have any questions or want to seek him out.
Basement or ground floor?
Ground floor.
Ground floors. Thank you. The door is always open, so that's nice. Any questions then? Final questions to the rules? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Rules adopted.
Mr. Chair, I would move approval of the minutes from the September 4th meeting for you.
Thank you, Representative Bingham. Any questions with regards to minutes? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? Minutes adopted. On to our business for the day, review and recommend approval of collective bargaining agreement with inter-faculty organization. I think we'd like to have our guests come forward. Looks like we've got a team. Somebody went running out the door. That's always
a good sign.
Why don't please state your name for the record and go ahead and make your presentation, please.
And Mr. Chair, and move the mics close to you, please.
Good morning. I'm Mary Leary, the Associate Vice Chancellor for Labor Relations for the Minnesota State Colleges and Universities. We are here today to present the tentative settlement agreement with the Interfaculty Organization. In your packet is a summary of the terms in that settlement agreement. First, I will go through those that are new this year. The agreement, in effect, continues the prior agreement with a few modifications. There are no step increases, no across-the-board schedule enhancements. There's a continuation of the current level of professional improvement funds and professional development funds, and the current contract language for both promotions and career steps continue. The language changes. The parties have agreed to accept the insurance that is to be agreed upon by coalition bargaining. It has been costed at the 6% per year as estimated by MMB. No other significant changes. We have incorporated a letter of understanding which involves a graduate credit equivalency. So it's a 1.25 credits per, when you look at pay for graduate course versus undergraduate course. And those are the primary changes in this collective bargaining agreement. The cost for this biennium is 0.49%. The cost of these in the increases will add to the next biennium is 1.31%. These figures capture the tails for obligations made that are not realized until next biennium. The cost of all increases is approximately $2,621,000 in FY 2010 and 2011. The other details, as outlined on the contract summary that you have, are in the existing collective bargaining agreement. If you'd like, I can go through those. That contract was approved previously.
Thank you, Vice Chancellor. Is there any questions, or do you want to? What's your comfort level with Representative Bingham?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just for the understanding, that additional money is absorbed in your base.
Pardon?
The new money is absorbed in the base of your budget. Am I not right?
Miss Larry.
Yes.
Do we want to?
Let's talk.
What's your position?
My vice chancellor, associate vice chancellor, right? Ms. Larry, do you have a question or comment or an answer sort of?
Do you want me to rephrase my question? I think I maybe spoke a little freely with the legislative ease. So the increase in wages is going to be absorbed in your base budget.
For the systems-based budget?
Yes.
That is correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it is an increase over last year.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Dale, do you?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Olson.
Well, Mr. Chairman, Ms. Larry, do you anticipate that your base will increase over last year?
Well, we actually believe that we have a decrease.
Okay.
We have been laying off and will be continuing to lay off. One of the things that we have in this particular contract is no restrictions on layoffs.
Is what?
No restrictions on layoffs. We were able to reach an agreement with no wage increases, either across-the-board increases or step increases. There will be two people who are at the top of the schedule that will receive their lumps as they did in the prior contract. But there are no new wage increases other than career steps and longevity steps in this contract, and they are already in there. So we have the zero ATB and the zero steps. Many of the campuses have started to lay off, as has the central office. We've had some unallotments already.
Senator Olson.
So, Madam Chair, is that zero step for just this year only and not next year? Or is it for both?
It is for both years.
For both years in the biennium.
Excuse me. It is for both years.
Chair.
Senator Metzen.
I think most everybody in the room is aware of this, but this is the leftover negotiations from last year. And I think there's, what, four or five in here? Is that correct?
Excuse me, Larry. I'm sorry.
That's not correct?
That is not. This is a new contract. This is not leftover.
We didn't ratify the State Board of Investments, nor did we do the nurses last year, did we?
Mr. Huinger.
Mr. Chair and Senator Metzen, there's a separate bill that is proceeding that will ratify the contracts that were approved during the last interim by the subcommittee. This contract is for the next biennium and will eventually catch up with yours and Representative Lilly's ratification bills.
Why do we?
Senator.
Yeah, okay. Well, it just talks about the State Board of Investments in here and the Nurses Association.
Mr.
How could they move faster this time, the nurses, when they didn't work last time?
Mr. Hubinger.
Mr. Chair, the nurses' contract for the current biennium went to arbitration, and so it was delayed a significant amount by that process. The subcommittee gave approval to that last fall, and it went into effect. And there's a bill to ratify the work of the subcommittee that is in Senate GovOps and House GovOps now. And that's where that nurses' contract and the State Board of Investment contract ratification are located.
Okay. This is one of the few times I've been mistaken, Mr. Chairman.
I don't.
But you keep talking about those, and we do it. Okay, so there's a leftover on the other bill. It's somewhere else.
Yes.
All right.
Mr. Chair. Senator Betzel.
Mr. Chair and Ms. Leary, I think we're obviously paying close attention to the health care benefits. We're seeing right now what's happened with the corrections plan where not because of legislative action but because of agreements to pay for more than the state could afford. I see that this proposal has an $800 employer contribution to the faculty member's health retirement account. Are there any other provisions within this settlement agreement that deal with any health care issues or insurance?
Ms. Leary.
There is a provision in there that incorporates by reference the agreement that will be reached by MMB on statewide coalition bargaining for health insurance benefits for the entire unit. And those are costed at 6% per year.
Okay, and that's the next provision, Mr. Chair. That's so the CGIP. What the administration is negotiating with everybody else will apply to you as well too.
Ms. Leary,
that is correct.
Okay, another question I've got. The Pension Commission last Friday was hearing some proposals relating to some early retirement and so forth. Obviously, the legislature hasn't acted on that. Well. Are you familiar with those proposals, and would they affect anything that we're doing here within your settlement agreement?
Ms. Leary.
We just had some proposals made to the Pensions Commission on Friday, and I don't know if you're aware of what Minsky is proposing for some bills that we have before us this year. Are you familiar with anything that's going on there? Mr. Stanton was here. So. Mr. Stanton, did you fill in? Could you fill in then what's going on?
I think,
Mr. Stanton, please.
No. Mr. Chair, members, Russ Stanton from the Interfaculty Organization.
Pull the mic to you.
Pull the mic closer.
Oh, okay. Russ Stanton from the Interfaculty Organization. The Pension Commission passed an early retirement incentive. Minsky did support that early retirement incentive. In terms of cost, it's the particular college or university that offers that incentive will have to pay for that out of their own resources. There's not a new appropriation for it.
So, Mr. Chair, Mr. Stan, just to be clear, there isn't anything in this agreement that would be in conflict or contrary to what is being proposed by the Pension Commission in its bill.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Representative Draskowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ms. Leary or Mr. Dale, I'm not sure who to direct this to, but what is the average salary of the bargaining unit and the average salary plus all benefits? Would you have those numbers? Also got some other questions. The bullet on page 2 that describes the 5% that may be awarded the University Scholars Program. What percent was awarded last year?
That is in
Ms. Leary.
Thank you. Sorry. That is a new provision in the most recent collective bargaining agreement, and we are merely at the beginning of exploring the implementation of that. So to date, no awards have been granted under that provision.
Representative Jurkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. So it's brand new and it's part of this upcoming contract. Is that correct? A new addition.
Ms. Leary.
It was brand new in the most recent contract, so we've had approximately 1 year under that contract, and it has not been used yet. There's as I recall the provision, it's for 3 years of extraordinary scholarship, and it has not been, no awards have been paid under it to date.
Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess back to the original two questions. I would also ask, is there, I'm certain that through your work, you've calculated what the cost of each of these provisions are. Is there a spreadsheet or a copy of those numbers that might be available for the committee?
Yeah, Ms. Leary?
I've seen that.
We do have such a sheet. I don't have it in my package with me today. Did we provide one to you, Mr. Hubinger?
Mr. Chair and members, I've got the generalized spreadsheet that breaks it down by salaries and FICA and insurance. Minsky also has a more detailed spreadsheet that breaks it down to the level that Representative Draskowski is asking, I believe, but we don't have that.
Representative Draskowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, Ms. Leary, could we get a copy of that at some point?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. It would be nice if you could provide it to all the members, please, at some point. Any other questions? Continue.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just wondering, did you have the numbers on average salary and average total package value?
Mr. Chair, representatives and senators.
Mr. Dale, if you could state your name for the record, please.
It's Christopher Dale, System Director for Labor Relations from the Minnesota State Colleges and Universities. The information I have with me today breaks actually the average salary down by campus, and it's roughly, it would be approximately $73,000 a year for, in fiscal year 09 for our faculty.
Representative Draskowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, Mr. Dale, that represents the salary only, is that correct? And if so, do you have a similar number for the salary plus the entire package of benefits that are outlined in many of the bullets that are in our document here?
I don't have that.
Mr. Dale. Go ahead.
Mr. Chair and representatives, I don't have that figure with me. We generally think about the benefits as running approximately 28% of the actual salary. But that would be a rough approximation.
Representative Kelski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So we could get that number, Mr. Dale, and I'm assuming the number, if we could get the actual number, and I'm assuming that would include not only the health benefits, retirement, et cetera, but all these, what seemed to me from not having been a part of this Minsky bargaining contract myself, some very extraordinary benefits for this bargaining unit. I'm assuming that those will be in there on an FTE or per capita basis too.
Mr. Dale.
Mr. Chair, representatives, the costing sheet we referred to earlier, which we typically prepare through the process during the course of negotiations, which contains a line item for many of these items that you're talking about, and because of the rather extraordinary nature of this round of bargaining, we haven't prepared such a costing sheet with those line items at this point. We do have the total cost, but that would reveal the cost of each of these line items that you're talking about, and it does ultimately, you could break it down into a per capita cost based on FTE, presumably, or headcount.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Is that good?
I'm done. Thanks.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you very much. Any final comments? I think we'll look for a motion.
Is there anybody else who's here who wants to be heard on this?
It's about 93,000, a little over 93,000 if you take 28%.
Ms. Leary.
Yes, I heard a comment. I'd just like to respond. There was a comment about the extraordinary benefits. We have actually done some economic analysis with this bargaining unit in after the last round of bargaining, where we made some substantial strides. This unit is only at approximately the 50th percentile in terms of national standing in average wages. So, and the benefits mirror the types of benefits that are available in higher education. So I just wanted you to understand that they really are at just the middle of the, when you do the comparisons, are really at the average.
Thank you very much. Representative Hillstrom.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll move SER1.
Thank you.
That's correct. Huh?
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, members, one thing I'd point out in the resolution is that usually when the subcommittee acts on a contract or a plan, it goes into effect immediately. But when the legislature is in session, the action of the subcommittee is a recommendation only. And so the terms of this contract won't go into effect until after the legislature passes it. This is also the first time that I'm aware of that the subcommittee and the legislature will be acting on a contract before the contract begins. It's never happened before that I know of.
I've never been confused before.
Thank you, Representative Hillstrom. Going back to her motion, any questions regards to the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed?
No.
Motion passes. I think we'd like to have an update from Mr. Hubinger on kind of where the thank you very much. Sorry.
Thank you.
On kind of where the contracts are and how it's moving through the House on the other, and then just kind of summarize where we're at again.
Mr. Chair and members, so the bill that would ratify the work of the subcommittee that was done during the last interim has been introduced by Representative Lilly and Senator Metzen, with I think all of you signing on that we're here. The House bill is in House Governmental Operations. The bill was going to be heard last week, but the chair decided to hold it over until this subcommittee met today so that the IFO contract could be added to the bill in GovOps. And so that'll be taken up shortly, I believe. And Senator Metzen's bill is in Senator Rest Committee, the Senate Government Operations Committee, and that's being heard on Wednesday. One other item I'd point out to the members.
Mr. Chair, okay, it's going to meet first deadline in both bodies or the Senate, or where is it going to meet the first deadline?
Mr. Chair, Senator Betzel, for sure it'll meet the first deadline in the Senate. We're not sure when the House is going to reschedule the bill.
Okay, so then, Mr. Chair, Mr. Hubinger, if it's going to meet the first deadline, will we be able to amend language for the bill we just passed on Wednesday then into there so it'll be ready by then?
Mr. Chair, Senator Betzel, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me, you put this one on?
Senator Metzel. Yes,
on the other bill on Wednesday and then. Okay, gotcha.
We, just so members know, we had a bill hearing scheduled for the House, and the Chair Pawlowski preferred that this caught up and was attached at that time.
That
so
makes sense.
So that's what, so we're counting on you to I think, to get it done, and we'll catch up, to be quite honest. Any other comments or questions?
Mr. Chair and members, one other item. You may have heard that Minsky has settled another contract with the two-year faculty, the Minnesota State College faculty. That ratification process by the faculty members and by the Minsky board takes a while, so it's unlikely that we'll get that bill during this session, so we'll get it shortly after the legislature adjourns and deal with it in the interim.
And then
Senator Betzel.
On that point, Mr. Chair, Mr. Hubinger, so we don't anticipate any more issues coming up during this legislative session that we would amend this bill?
Mr. Chair, Mr. Senator Betzel, that's correct.
Okay, so again, and Mr. Chair, Mr. Hubinger, so we should be able to just take up this bill with the old contracts that we've just adopted, you know, soon on the floors. I mean, probably when we start processing bills after the Easter break, I would guess, and then just move it out without having to wait for anything. Okay.
That's our intent. Okay. So hopefully we can come through the session cleanly.
Mr. Chair, it does create a problem when we pass the bill and somebody comes running in and said, oh, by the way, we need to add this. We've already, you know, passed it. So it creates a problem. So, okay, if there's nothing in the pipeline, then we won't wait. Okay.
Thank you very much, members. That's it. Okay. We're adjourned.
Okay. Good work.
Okay. How's it going?
Good.
Good.
I apologize.
Yeah, I've been confused before.